This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. And they are standing by at this very moment, waiting to serve you. If you're a working adult, you want more education, you want solid value for your money, you need something flexible, affordable, and a university with an established tradition of academic excellence, the University of Mary waits to serve you. And I repeat myself. Flexibility, choosing your program. Working adults offered online, on-site, a blend of the two so you choose the right fit for your life. It's fabulous. If you mention this program, they'll waive your application fee. You probably have credits that can transfer, get you a little ways down the way, and they do a marvelous job of saying, what is your life experience? What is your work experience? Let's find out where those credits can be added as well. I've done it. It's really amazing. Like, really? Bottom line, world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. Sponsor this hour's edition of What's on Your Mind. We will continue to welcome first-time callers, and they will get a MyPillow on us today. Stop and pick it up at our Fargo, AM 1100 The Flag, or Bismarck, 550 K-Fire. Legendary voice of the Northern Plains offices. But we will put your name on one of those happily and get you that great pillow. So if you're a first-time caller, UND hockey tickets for tonight for texters. If you include in your text question, send me to hockey or UND, go, 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 or whatever you want to put on there. Yes, yes, yes to hockey. So that'll be the way to go. Our next guest is the senator from North Dakota, the senator who, along with John Hoven, the other senator from North Dakota, are representing us as participants in the impeachment of the President of the United States for only the third time in history. Listen to this.
Managers.
Yeah, let's see here. Can I play this? Listen.
We're listening.
Managers. Managers.
What are you rapping today? Or?
I'm not trying to rap, but Kevin.
Managers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is, man.
Yeah. I wanted to play Senator Cramer, having his name read by the Chief Justice of the United States of America. And a question for the President. We have it. We'll play it for you here in a little bit. But in all seriousness, you know, this is a very historic event. I know we're going to talk about kind of where we're at in the trial and your thoughts and everything, but I want to have you just step back a minute and just talk about sort of, you know, the procedures here and the history here. And, I mean, when you hear the Chief Justice reading your name and a question for, you know, one side or the other, what's that like?
I guess I hadn't really thought about the Chief Justice, you know, saying my name as anything particularly historical, but the whole process, I guess, is historical. But Scott, what really my main thought about all of that is that unfortunately, history of this magnitude should be made by things that are far more relevant to what we consider to be history. And my hope is that by the time all of this is done, the history we will have made is to get the bar back up in the House of Representatives from a harsh partisan, we don't like this president impeachment process, to one that really, truly does only occur when there are high crimes and misdemeanors that have been identified and proven. Because I worry a lot that the what we consider history, the only time in, you know, the only the third time, as you said, in America's history becomes the third time every decade. Because if the next House of Representatives and the next House of Representatives and the next House of Representatives and the next president and the next president and the next president, if we deal with this standard of that they've set for impeachment, which is, of course, remember, as Maxine Waters so eloquently said, whatever the House says it is, and that means whatever the majority in the House says it is, and you end up with these 100% partisan impeachments, this won't be so historical. It'll just be routine. And that's what we have to stop.
That makes sense. One humorous note, because, you know, this is part serious and part just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Last night, Jerry Nadler did his best, Super Bowl move on Adam Schiff to fight his way to the podium, all the while that the other chairman, Schiff, is saying, Jerry, we played it earlier. And by the way, the president's already tweeted about this today. He said, Nadler ripped final argument away from Schiff. Thinks Shifty did a terrible job. They are fighting big time. did everybody notice that last night? Was that, like, very obvious to everybody?
Yes. It was impossible to miss. And you know, from where I sit and the angle I had of it, when I saw it happen, I thought, oh, my gosh. And I watched, you know, it seemed like a minute, but it was probably 5 seconds of Adam Schiff standing there after he picked up his portfolio or his papers from the table and saw that Nadler had snuck behind him and got to the podium. He just stood there kind of going like, how do I stop this? And he realized he couldn't, and he sat down, and I'm sure that the two had words later. But, you know, something similar happened the day after the first day. That remember the first night we went till 2 in the morning? You had, Chairman Schiff didn't let Nadler get up and talk until after midnight. And remember, too, Jerry Nadler's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, the Committee of Jurisdiction, even though, you know, Nancy Pelosi, and we all now know why, moved impeachment out of Judiciary over to Intelligence so that Nadler wouldn't be the chairman and Adam Schiff would be. And so there's been this bad blood ever since all of that. So the first night, Schiff lets midnight come and then lets Nadler get up. And, of course, in 5 minutes, he showed the world why he doesn't get to be in prime time, because he just made a total dummy of himself. And then the next morning they had a news conference, and the thing that happened last night happened at the news conference, to the point where Adam Schiff had to get in between Chairman Nadler and the podium, and it was quite a spectacle, to say the least. But it all played out last night, and Jerry Nadler got the last laugh on the last question after, I think it was something like 175 questions that were asked. He got the last laugh, but I suspect he won't be making the closing arguments later today.
Our telephone number is 701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 226-8503. I imagine if this trial was being held in Dunn Center, North Dakota, it'd have been over in about 5 minutes. Gavin in Dunn Center has a question for you, though, so let's go to Gavin.
Sure.
Go ahead, Gavin.
Yesterday, and I don't remember what the question was in the whole situation, but Schiff was up talking and he brought up the point of the whistleblower, and he said, well, what good is the protection of the whistleblower? And then he brings up the committees. He's like, well, if they can't come to the Intelligence Committee or the IG, do you think he just threw himself under the bus for knowing that he knows who the whistleblower is in that situation?
Yeah, so that's a really good catch on your part. He probably could plausibly wiggle out of it, but you are correct that when he went down that path of argument, he was in some respects, you know, not blatantly admitting, but certainly there was a familiarity that he probably didn't want to, that he didn't want all of us to see, even though we already knew it. But remember, he already got caught in a lie on that specific point, because he said up front, as you will recall, that he and his staff don't know who the whistleblower is. We have not been in contact with the whistleblower. And then when it was found out that they did in fact have contact with the whistleblower, Adam Schiff got four Pinocchios in none other than the Washington Post. So a liberal has to work pretty hard to get four Pinocchios from the Washington Post. So we already knew that he had a truth problem. That and several other things. So, yeah, that's a good catch. There were a few of those kinds of catches, you know, kinds of things. But I would also say part of the problem, and I'm not making excuses for him or anyone else on either side, but when you have 16 hours of question and answer with only about 2 hours of material, you can find yourself, you know, talking in circles pretty regularly. And sometimes you can have a slip up here or there. And so I think you're exactly on point. I think nobody was fooled by that whole notion. And, but that might have been in response to the question that I was one of the sponsors of the question that related to the role of the whistleblower to Adam Schiff's staff. Remember this Sean Misko that was part of the question that works for him is under suspicion because he was hired the day after the July 25th phone call.
Appreciate your call, Gavin, very much. A lot of good common sense in Dunn Center. We appreciate you. Got a MyPillow for you, too, being a first-time caller. Thanks for that. Call again. More after this. Your calls, your questions, your comments for Senator Kramer coming up, 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550. More after this. Don't go away.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo. think about that day in and day out. And you know what? North Dakotans do this without even knowing it's, you know, the buffalo. They just, it's in their DNA. They go into the storm again and again and again. So many of us. And the folks at Oasis Petroleum are the top producers in the North Dakota oil field. They love that about North Dakotans. They want to celebrate that. So if you see something, say something. And remember, 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We had a caller earlier from Melissa, and Melissa asked us to ask you how it is. She thought of this around Amy Klobuchar last night, sort of the theatrics, but she said, you know, they talk about wanting more witnesses, and it's a trial, so there should be able to be more witnesses in a trial as if it's a normal trial, but how can it be considered a normal trial when these people can't possibly be impartial jurors? They're competing to take the president's job. How is it that they can do that?
Yeah, it's a really interesting point. And when you talk about the historical side of it, it does allow us the opportunity to relook at our Constitution and look at this very unique responsibility that the House and Senate have solely, first to impeach in the House and to try the impeachment in the Senate. It's not a trial in the sense that we all think of a trial, because we are not 100. We're not 100, a jury of 100 peers to the defendant. We are both jury and judge. In other words, we not only make the final judgment on guilt or innocence, but we actually can override the presiding officer. We run the place, if you will. The Senate runs itself. And that doesn't change in a jury trial, specifically because, or in a impeachment trial, specifically because the third branch, the judiciary, has to be, you know, there's three branches for a reason, and the third branch is not the first or the second. And we all have our unique roles. But one of the other things, besides we're not, we pledge to deliver impartial justice, but that doesn't mean we leave our brains at the door. And so it is complicated, it is different, it's not what we're used to seeing in a normal court proceeding. But we also have other considerations. One of the more interesting debates, Scott, that I thought anyway was a couple of nights ago in the Q&A, I thought was interesting. That was a question about what is the burden of proof. And there are three burdens of proof, of course, in jurisprudence and in administrative law. It's preponderance of the evidence. That means if it's, you know, 50% plus evidence on one side or the other, you go with the side that's 50 plus. Clear and convincing evidence is what's more common in civil law, and then of course in criminal law it's beyond a reasonable doubt. Which of those is it? And one of the House managers came down that, you know, for us to bring the case in the House, we think it's clear and convincing, in a nutshell is what she said. But when it gets over to the Senate, then it's up to each senator in what's in their heart. Well, of course, that's a terrible, pathetic, and it demonstrates part of the problem with this malleableness, if you will. You heard the word malleable a lot, and maladministration, which the founders rejected for impeachment. Well, that malleable part is what's the problem. And that is problem with the House bringing out strictly partisan articles that don't define any law that's broken. They simply come up with these broad terms. And the terms, by the way, the one article, for example, abuse of power, was also what Nixon, one of the Nixon articles, but in the abuse of power, they identified the specific violations within it. You know, whether it's bribery or whatever the case might be, you have to list them. They didn't do that. So that leaves a lot of open space. But I thought Professor Dershowitz answered that perfectly. The minimum, the floor cannot be anything less than beyond a reasonable doubt. After that, you search your hearts and determine whether it's bad enough for 2/3 of the Senate to remove the president of the United States and all of the other consequences that go with it.
Do you have any idea how frustrating this is to see happening when it's so obvious that it's not going where they know that they're just doing that to try and hurt the president? Although I guess it's helping him, so maybe I shouldn't care. I don't know, but it is sad that it's come to this.
Scott, can you imagine if we did remove the president? Can you imagine what that would do to the country? Can you you think we're in a divide now? Wow.
Yeah, crazy. No question about it. Lance in Grand Forks for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Lance. You are next. Did Lance, did we lose Lance? I got it, Kevin. Kevin, I got it here. Yeah. I don't know where Lance ended up there, but Tim in Culm for Senator Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you, Senator, for being a fair and honest senator.
I got two things. Was Senator Rand's question about the whistleblower, was that a fair question, or did it need to be denied by the Chief Justice? And secondly, how many people did Schiff put in prison falsely because as a prosecutor because he's a liar?
Yeah, so on your first question about Rand Paul's question to the Chief Justice, I don't think it was an unfair question, because I think the reason the Chief Justice declined to do it is because he felt like it was, quote, naming the whistleblower. But of course, Senator Paul's question doesn't name the whistleblower. It uses the names of people who worked for the NSC, one of whom now works for Adam Schiff. And so and Adam Schiff claims he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. Therefore, how can this name be associated with the whistleblower if nobody knows who the whistleblower is? I think in many respects, Rand Paul, he fooled the system. The Chief Justice erred on the side of caution in terms of naming, possibly leading to the identification of the whistleblower in the answer to the question, not so much the question. And so it's probably a fine enough judgment for John Roberts to make. But Rand Paul accomplished something very important, and that is he revealed the complexities of this, and it also revealed the rest of the sort of the Schiff conspiracy. With regard to the other question about how many people have been falsely imprisoned by Adam Schiff, I don't know what his success rate is or was as a prosecutor. I don't think he's tried a case in over 30 years. But remember, this gets back to your point, Scotty. What Adam Schiff did would never be allowed in a courtroom. Hiding evidence. Remember, he and his committee had fact witnesses. And by the way, they revealed, they played 13 of them, 13 witnesses for Adam Schiff and the House managers testified in front of the United States Senate. The president's team basically exonerated the president with the witnesses that Adam Schiff delivered. I mean, that's how crazy it is. And yet he sealed the testimony of the most important witness, and that would be the Inspector General.
Amen. Amen. Every time they say they want more witnesses, I say, well, start with the ones you already have. You're covering up right. My God.
But you couldn't do that. Can you imagine a prosecutor going, yeah, Judge, we have some exculpatory evidence here that would be helpful to the person that we're accusing of this crime, but we're just going to seal it up and not share it. You'd be thrown out and disbarred in the same day. And yet that's exactly what they did. He wouldn't be the best prosecutor.
And but you don't think that Roberts is sort of putting the thumb on the scale for the other side either?
I don't at all. I think his judgment was fine. I trust it. But I think that Rand Paul did a great service by asking
right.
the question.
Lance in Grand Forks, Paul in Turtle Lake, Ryan in Newtown, and in Northwest Minnesota we go. Francine. Or is it Frank? I can't tell. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy. Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Brexit will take effect in the UK today at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Britain leaving the European Union and going it alone for the first time since 1973. Not everyone's happy. In Northern Ireland, residents are uncertain about their future. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald says,
today is a very sad day. People in the north did not consent to Brexit. This is not something that people on the island of Ireland want, bar a small minority.
Another Democrat has dropped out of the field running for the White House, the former Maryland Representative John Delaney, announcing this morning that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates are in part behind his reason for dropping out. He adds it was a privilege to campaign for the Democratic nomination, and he'll work now to see to it that President Trump does not get reelected. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friend Jim, the flagpole guy. One of the best stories ever. Caller to What's On Your Mind. Hey, where can I get a flagpole that isn't made in China? I don't know. I'm sure somebody knows. Let's ask. Call in if you know. Who calls in? Jim from Williston. Jim says, yeah, I've had the same question from clients of mine. I'm a construction guy, and here's where I get them. Next thing you know, he's got so much interest in U.S.-made flags and flagpoles. He's Jim the flagpole guy. Totally transitions his business to nothing but flagpoles. A great story, built on talk radio. And he is a patriot of all patriots, just the best of the best. So here, if you have a flag that in this North Dakota wind needs replacement a lot, do it right here in North Dakota. They'll do it for you. And, of course, get set for next spring if you don't yet have a flagpole. Be a great gift for parents and a farm in memory of a vet. Call them at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. ndflagpoleguy.com. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. Lance and Grand Forks, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Okay, do you hear me this time?
We do, sir. Go ahead.
There you are, loud and clear.
Good morning. Good morning. I believe Adam and the whistleblower know each other, considering the whistleblower dates one of his dogs. At least that's what I found on Facebook last night. A picture, like a family picture being shared. So if he ever says he doesn't know him personally, that is just another one of his 100% straight up lies.
So I don't know whether that's true or not. The one thing I would say, and I'm certainly not defending Adam Schiff by any stretch of the imagination, but the technical part of this is that if he doesn't know who the whistleblower is, it doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't know the whistleblower. You know what I'm saying? It could be anybody around him, but he just doesn't know that they're actually the whistleblower. I don't necessarily believe him, obviously. I mean, he hired, the whole story about him hiring this Sean Misko, of course, he hired him the day after the July 25th phone call, and Sean Misko came from the NSC where the whistleblower works. And so the idea that somehow they aren't connected is very far fetched. It's kind of like saying that Colonel Vindman's the chances of Colonel Vindman and his twin brother both working at the NSC, both being involved in what John Bolton knows, in a country of $325 million or 325 million people, is just a coincidence.
Let me piggyback on what Lance is asking, though.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to know at some point whether that's true or not? But did he work in his office? Did he have a conversation with somebody early in the Trump presidency and say we're going to take Trump down, we're going to impeach Trump? I mean, all of this, do you think this obviously is going to end, just a matter of whether it ends in the next 24 hours or whether it ends, a few days later with more votes, but it, no more witnesses and acquittal. But 6 months from now, a year from now, are we going to learn this stuff?
So, Scott, it's a great question. We may, and I would not be surprised. I'll say it that way. I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least some oversight by, in this case, it would be the Intelligence Committee that would oversees the intelligence agencies. They may dig into this. And if they do, they may learn something about all of this. But remembering that the Intelligence Committee works a lot of its work in secret, which is why, again, Adam Schiff, being the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, became the impeachment committee because they can work secretly. And so they may find all of this out. The committee may find all of this out. There may be some sort of a report. But I don't know that that means the whistleblower would necessarily be identified publicly. But as you know, the whistleblower's only real protection is against retribution. It's against being punished for being a whistleblower. It's not against being identified as a whistleblower. That's not to say that we should identify our whistleblowers. I'm not suggesting that, but it isn't a guarantee that you won't be identified.
Hope that helps. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Avanj. 800-228-0550 for Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind Today. I'm going to go next to, what did I say, Turtle Lake, I guess. Paul was next. Paul, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, for Kevin and all you on the radio, this radio station, us ranchers and farmers in North Dakota, we thank you for what you do and promote for North Dakota.
Thank you.
My grandfather started the first public sale barn in North Dakota back in the late 30s. North Dakota, we have the best cattle in the world with Southern Canada. We have about 4,000 to 5,000 cows a week that go out of North Dakota that are more or less drug free. Mm-hmm. You need to do a plant now in North Dakota where you could kill drug free cows. A cow coming off grass only gets a poron that kills the worms and the lice. Mm-hmm. You could get one in Japan. You got Cloverdale, tangy summer sausage. That is the best sausage in the world.
Yes, it is.
And they're basically
so there is a big deal there that we, as North Dakota, like when a plant, we got cows, our fat cows, most of our cows go to Long Prairie, Minnesota. Our fat cows' meat is blended with the dairy cattle because they're lean. We could kill them 1,300-pound nice lean cows here in North Dakota, drug-free burger, and you talk about something for the future, and you can talk about labeling. You can label it Teddy's North Dakota beef, drug, natural-fed, drug-free, and it would sell in the White House.
Okay, so I love what Paul's saying here.
Japan, they would buy. Japan would buy that beef immediately.
So what Paul's talking about is very interesting, and I appreciate you bringing it up because there's so much talk about, of course, country of origin labeling, and you've done some incredible stuff on that, Scott. Way to go, by the way, and having Kenny Grainer on, and these are debatable things, and there's honest disagreements among good people. And we're trying to find strike some balance with our marketing. But Paul's talking about a very specific, high-level product that's got market value in its, in everything that he's said about it. And there are markets for it. Not everybody can do what those ranchers do with pure grass-fed, drug-free cattle. And there are others who do other things with cattle and meats. But what he's talking about, he's right. And now that we're back into a better agreement with Japan, and they're going to be buying more of our particularly beef because we were greatly discriminated against, our beef was before this Japan deal that Donald Trump struck. And now the president's working with the United Kingdom directly as well as the European Union, although the European Union continues to reject agriculture as part of a deal. But the United Kingdom, high demand there for exactly what he's talking about, Scott. And those niches and those opportunities are market opportunities that he's right to be proud of, and we ought to be highlighting more.
Speaking of ag, big week this week for the USMCA, and I want to, you know, the caller mentioned the work of you and others that are fighting for agriculture. I want to bring you back to an event in 2016 and connect the dots on USMCA. Listen to this.
1979.
Are going to be great. You know, John, I'll tell you, John and Kevin gave me something. They just told me this. Canadian wheat markets consistently discriminate against the United States wheat by grading it as feed. Do you know what that means? They know what it means. I don't know what the hell it means. I just know it's a bad deal. What the hell does that mean? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. But that was a humorous moment. And he took something you'd written on the back of an envelope and said, you know, what? And his reading as he pulled it out of his pocket. What's the significance of that? How, what did that start?
So it's so funny, Scott, because one of my greatest regrets during the campaign is that I didn't go back up on the stage and get that card. Because that was actually an Air Force One note card. And I wrote that line for him. He said, write that down for me, Kevin, right as I was explaining it to him, and John and I were surrounded. And so, of course, what that's referring to is the discrimination that, you know, that for years that our wheat farmers, particularly Durham farmers, were experiencing up in Canada when they'd haul their wheat up there. And that's a way for Canada to degrade our wheat on paper, buy it cheap, and then, of course, use it for pasta or, you know, high-end sales. And so that was when we talked to him about it. It became a high priority for him, and it became one of the better accomplishments on the ag side of the passage of the USMCA. I just wish I had that card in my handwriting. We'll have the video and audio forever, but that was pretty precious. And by the way, the other day when I was at, John and I were both at the USMCA signing on the lawn at the White House, Robert Lighthizer, the trade ambassador, U.S. Trade Representative, mentioned that. And the Canadian ambassador, of course, mentioned it to me when he came by to see me after the fact that they were, anyway, yeah, that was one of our very, very personal victories in the U.S.
And but for that victory, there wasn't necessarily, you know, any huge improvement in USMCA for, you know, North Dakota specifically, but that's a game changer, right?
That is a game changer. It is. It's a big game changer. We think it will. The analysts think it will double our grain sales to Canada out of North Dakota. So, yeah, that's pretty significant to say the least. The other sort of game changer, if you will, is that's a little more nuanced, is that the reconciling of biotech standards, and that affects the sale of agricultural products across the line for sure, across the border for sure, and beyond the North American continent in a big way, because as you know, oftentimes they'll look at, just getting back to what Paul's talking about, they'll look at some sort of a drug, or they'll look at some sort of a GMO in another country. They'll use that against the country of origin and that's selling the product, whether it's true or not, based on ignorance or naivety or just uncertainty. And the USMCA did a lot to reconcile those standards, and that's much to the benefit of the United States.
All right, let's go next to Ryan in Newtown, North Dakota. We'll get the question in anyway quickly here if we can. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a thought of what I've been thinking about with this impeachment. If we go back to when President Obama was in office, there were a few things he did to his saying was fundamentally change America. And it seemed like it was a matter of there was a lot of stirring up racial turmoil and even discrediting law enforcement. It caused a lot of problems with that. And I don't know, I'm not really a conspiracy guy, but do you think that's lending itself to what's going on right now?
So, you know, the short answer is yes, but I think it's not quite as simple as that, but that was definitely a contributing factor.
We'll expand on that a little bit after the break. If you want to hang on, Ryan, don't go anywhere. And we'll get to the others as well. Waiting to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer. straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. 2020, the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City. Home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your mind, in case you missed us, last night in the trial of the President of the United States, here's a little clip.
Senator from North Dakota, I send a question to the desk on behalf of myself and Senator Young. Thank you.
Now, if you haven't watched this, that actually is coming from Senator Kramer in a postcard-type form and taken by one of the pages up to the desk. Then it's handed to the Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice John Roberts.
The last question, Scotty, was, of course, from Amy Klobuchar, and she forgot
the question. Senator Cramer and Young. Senator from North Dakota.
I paused it for you to talk, and then for some reason we're not meant to play this today because we've been trying for 2 hours to get it right,
right.
And be able to play it. But
what I was going to say is in that when they carry the postcard up to the Chief Justice, who then reads the question on it, that was the snafu with Amy Klobuchar at the end there. She sent a question to the Chief Justice, except when he got it, the postcard was empty. there was no question on it.
We told that story earlier, and they actually had to come up and she had to write the question again. I mean, it was bizarre.
Right, it was really bizarre. And what's so funny about it is that was like the 190th question, so it's not like it was a new system to anybody. But
all right, here's their Chief Justice and your question.
The question from Senator Cramer and Young is for the counsel for the president. Manager Schiff regularly states that if the president is innocent, he would agree to all of the witnesses and documents that the managers want. Is the president the first innocent defendant not to waive his rights?
Okay, just so you know, I spit up my Diet Pepsi when I heard that question. Laughing so hard because it's a serious question, but it also is so stupid that it has to be asked that the way these people conduct this thing on the other side in such a political fashion without any regard for the Constitution, due process, or the law.
Well, because that's where Article 2 should be dismissed. My preference, in case people are wondering, would be to dismiss Article 2 and acquit on Article 1, Article 2 being the obstruction of Congress, because everything Adam Schiff, you heard Adam Schiff say, innocent people don't do this. And what's his name? Jerry Nadler saying, if he was innocent, he would release everything. Well, that's the most absurd thing in the world. That's the reason that the defendant has rights. And specifically in the separation of powers, the executive has even more rights as it relates to, classified, top secret correspondence, conversations with your top advisors, including your attorney. I mean, who else would gives up their rights just because they're innocent? That means if a cop comes to your door and without a warrant and wants to look through your house for something and you don't have whatever it is they're looking for, you don't just open your door to the cop just because you don't have it. You make them get a warrant.
What is amazing to me is the House managers on the Democratic side are obviously savvy political operatives. And if you took your own personal feelings out of it, you'd say, well, these are the people you'd want sort of arguing for a case if you were a flaming liberal, because that's their view. And on the president's side is these unbelievable attorneys who just obviously know the practice of the law very, very well. And it's almost unfair that they have to, as, scholarly legal types, be up against, anything but scholarly, but just a bunch of political hacks.
That's right, Scott, and that's why they got their head handed to them. Adam Schiff is not a dummy. Anybody who thinks he is missing them. He is not. He's really quite a good, courtroom lawyer, from what I can tell. The problem is, when you're the prosecutor especially, nuance, exaggeration, fabrication, woven into a story with a couple of facts, you get caught at it. Not to mention, you can't do it. You represent the government. You should represent the facts, not just this political nuance, which you catch. So his best hour, by far, of the, of the tens of hours that he talked, was his first hour. After that, the cycle caught up to him, and people, anybody listening could go, he can't say that didn't happen. You can't just keep saying these things. It was really quite remarkable.
We only have a minute left, and I apologize. We're not going to get to all the calls and texts that have come in today, which we rarely do on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So we always encourage people to call earlier, get those texts in. But in the short time we have left, less than a minute, can you quickly tell me about what your feelings were about the HVOT, hyperbaric oxygen treatment?
Wow.
For our veterans that passed this week?
So, we were able to get some language in this VA bill that we passed out of committee yesterday. I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee that includes expanding the program that's already going on in Fargo, the pilot program for hyperbaric oxygen treatment for veterans, and it really requires or demands the VA to participate in more public-private partnership. And as you know, with the clinic there in Fargo, there's just tons of opportunity. And I'm getting good reports from veterans, by the way, who have been participating in that. We just need to step it up and then require the VA to judge this on scientific data. So far, they've been judging against it on innuendo and on, you know.
I want folks to know that how hard you've pushed on this and how passionate you've been about it for our veterans for a very long time. And I'm telling you, folks, this is changing lives. Unfortunately, it's a handful of lives being changed. And if Senator Kramer gets his way, it'll be hundreds and thousands of lives improved as a result of this treatment, which is right here at the clinic in Fargo. It's amazing. Senator Kevin Kramer, thank you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind
Monday. Is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.